discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is The Alex Jones Show. Third hour is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Jay Dyer will be taking over for the fourth hour here, and I believe Rob Dew is hosting the War Room this afternoon. We have a lot more to cover in my final hour with you, including some breaking news here that, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise exactly. From Zero Hedge, Trump's claim about the delivery of Iran's enriched uranium is baseless, according to Iranian news. So from the Iranian news organization MEHR, M-E-H-R, Iranian source in a conversation with El Arabi and El Jadid, Trump's claim about the delivery of Iran's enriched uranium is baseless. An Iranian source in a conversation with Al Arabi and Al Jazeera, only civilian ships can pass through the Strait of Hormuz through the routes specified by Iran. The announcement of a temporary reopening of the Strait of Hormuz has nothing to do with the current negotiations in Washington. We waited a few hours to make sure the ceasefire was established in Lebanon. After that, we temporarily opened the Strait of Hormuz. The announcement of the temporary reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and the ceasefire in Lebanon is part of the agreement. Negotiations on controversial issues with the United States are still ongoing, but due to Washington's extravagant demands, there's no clear prospect. Washington's demands in the negotiations are still unreasonable. The U.S. president's claim about taking Iran's rich uranium is baseless. Okay, so what part of it was true, I wonder? I mean, I don't know. How are we supposed to understand what's going on here? Donald Trump's come out. I mean, this is like the 10th time that Donald Trump has come out, said he has an agreement with Iran, that Iran has just come out and been like, no, dude, we did not say that. What are you talking about? It's crazy. Like, obviously, there was an agreement. So why is he adding all this other stuff on top of it? That's what really doesn't make any sense. If this was a good agreement, if this was like, okay, we're having a ceasefire, the Strait of Hormuz is open, like, that's fine, that's good. But then on top of it, he's like, oh, and they're totally going to give us their uranium. And they're just like, no, we didn't agree to that. What are you talking about? And so it's like, okay, was it a misunderstanding? Is Trump being told things that just aren't true? Like, where is the breakdown of communication? Or is Trump just saying this stuff, thinking that it will make it real? Like, I don't know. Anybody know? Can anybody tell me what exactly the real agreement was? Because the authorities in our country who are supposed to keep us informed about this stuff just make stuff up, apparently, and endlessly. Iran bats down baseless Trump claim on handing over enriched uranium to U.S. as he declares Hormuz never again closed. Iran is like, this is temporary. It's not open fully. You are not taking our uranium. Like, what are you talking about? What is going on? It's crazy. Trump praises Iran for fully reopening Hormuz choke point. Iran's Araghchi says the Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open. However, Iranian official tells Fars, if the maritime blockade continues, it will be considered a violation of the ceasefire and the Strait of Hormuz transit route will be closed. U.S. mulls cash for uranium deal as three-page MOU peace plan takes shape. Trump claims the U.S. will get the nuclear dust. Iran officially denies. Peace talks reportedly happening on Sunday in Islamabad. Trump says most of the main points are finalized. It'll go pretty quickly. Odds of a permanent peace plan by the end of the ceasefire are soaring above 50% by the end of the month. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, it depends on a couple things. It depends on Iran being willing to give up their enriched uranium seems to be a sticking point. Was never an agreement in former negotiations up till this year when, as Joe Kent points out, the sleight of hand maneuver was engaged by Israel to change it from no enriching to the point of nuclear weapons to no enrichment at all. That has been the sticking point ever since. And Iran has no reason to give up their nuclear dust. Come and get it, right? It's just like, well, what are you going to do? Come and take it? Good luck. So I think we already tried that last week. Okay, so that's the first sticking point, an impossible ask of ours that they're just not going to ever agree to. And then there's the fact that the agreement of peace between Lebanon and Israel doesn't include Hezbollah, who's the people actually fighting Israel. So, and Israel apparently doesn't care about the ceasefire and is just going to continue operations anyway, according to Netanyahu. So there you go, folks. Again, you can say what you want, but like it's, you know, at the beginning of the show, I said, I don't know how much I believe this because we don't believe it. And it's just like you wait an hour and Iran comes out and it's just like, no, what are you talking about? We did not agree to any of that stuff. It's just crazy. It really is. Because it just goes along with like the whole thing about Lebanon being included in the ceasefire in the first place. Trump puts this big threat out. Oh, we're going to destroy all of Iranian civilization. It'll never return. You have 48 hours to open the strait. Iran doesn't open the strait. But Trump says, oh, we've accepted the basis for negotiations. Iran backed down. They gave us this 10-point plan. The 10-point plan, according to the people that presented it to Trump and that got Trump's agreement, included a Lebanese ceasefire as part of the, you know, requirements, the prerequisites for the ceasefire to continue. And Trump's just like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, actually, it's not in the agreement. It's like it was. It was in the agreement. Israel violated it. So it's just this endless song and dance. And I'm telling you, Iran is the only party in this entire conflict that has consistent messaging. I keep hearing, oh, they're just lying. They're just dishonest. It's like this constant projection of like, you believe what Iran said, you idiot. It's like they keep telling the truth and the Trump administration just keeps lying. It's not my fault for noticing. It's really not. Iran keeps making agreements and then Israel and Trump violate them. You can keep calling Iran dishonest, but they just keep telling the truth. So I don't know. I don't know why you people are so brainwashed into thinking that Iran is just like constantly lying. They literally are the only people in this entire conflict whose statements you can actually trust. Even a little bit. But again, it's not about Iran. It's about what's happening here in America. And it's about the way that the Trump supporters, we are currently being lined up for execution, essentially. And again, it's just you think about the J6ers, you think about what happened throughout 21 and 2022. And you should go back and watch old stuff. I was watching some, you know, video from 2022, right as all these people were being arrested, all the January 6ers and all the, because remember, they said we need a shock and awe campaign. We're going to go after the influencers first. And like, you might have forgotten, there was a time where like the left wing was dominant online. Their clips were going viral. They were controlling the conversation. And right-wingers were literally, like, afraid to speak out. Half of them were, like, on the run, being arrested by the Fed. Like, it was already, it got pretty bad. And without winning the election in 2024, Zach Rell, Enrique Tarrio, Stuart Rhodes, they'd still be rotting in prison for the next 20 years. Like, I can't emphasize enough how serious this is and how beyond disrespectful the Trump administration is being to the genuine American concerns of his actual supporters. This idea that we're just too stupid to understand how great this is for America. The Republican Party is being set up to lose, and the Democratic Party has been continually radicalized for the last 10 years. And so we're in this dichotomy now where Trump is not doing the stuff he should be doing. He's not even doing what he's like legally allowed to do. He's not taking his prerogatives and his ability as the president to the nth degree, like pushing the envelope and seeing what we can get done and, you know, doing whatever we can and letting the Democrats try to stop us. Like, none of that. There has been none of that. But you see it with everything else. And I've got another example of this today. And this is the thing that's really frustrating. This is the thing that really is beyond disrespectful. Is we're sitting here going, we elected you to represent us. We elected you to deal with our problems. And we elected you for a 4-year period, at the end of which you have to have all of this done. Because we're in this false dichotomy. We're being set up because while Trump is not doing what he needs to do, even within the legal bounds, he's certainly not exceeding legal boundaries to actually do what is necessary. Screw the 14th Amendment. We're stripping citizenship of all the people who came over here and plopped out a baby. No, that's not how it works. Retroactively, we're stripping you of your citizenship and we're shipping you back home. Nothing even remotely close to that. Everything when it comes to America is this soft touch. We can't make the leftists mad. The instant that they start protesting, we back down. It's like totally pathetic. We're getting nothing done that we need to get done. But the left doesn't know that. The left still thinks Trump is as tyrannical as ever. And again, we talked about this throughout, I mean, everything, throughout all the ICE nonsense with the protesters being killed and stuff. This was the outrage that we were feeling, was that all he's doing is pissing off the left. That's all he's doing. Now, if you're pissing off the left, but you're also crushing the left, then that's fine. Piss off the left by decommissioning their systems. Piss off the left by deporting 50 million people in 4 years. Piss off the left by getting something done. We're getting nothing done but his rhetoric and his, you know, beating on his chest, you know, ego tripping is convincing leftists to be more radical, convincing them that they're in a life or death struggle, convincing them that he is a tyrant, but we're getting no benefit. So we get all the negatives of having a tyrant, but we don't get any of the positives, which there could be. Because if we're going to have a tyrant, I at least want him being a tyrant for us. You know, be a tyrant who tyrannically imposes the Constitution on a bunch of scumbag criminals. But he's not. He's not doing what he needs to do. He's not being a tyrant. He's not taking extraordinary measures to deal with the extraordinary circumstances that we're in. He's doing none of that, and the left is being radicalized even more than they ever have been. They are openly stating their plans. Right now, they have already issued arrest warrants for ICE agents. So Trump is still in power. We're a little over 1 year of him in the presidency with the Congress, with the Senate, and the Supreme Court. We have domination of all three branches of government, all four, you know, major bodies of our federal government are all in the hands of Republicans. And we're getting amnesty by the back door. We're not getting the SAVE Act. We're getting the Dignitad Dreamer 2.0 Act. We're getting war with Iran. We're not getting the SAVE Act. We're getting nothing. We get absolutely nothing. So it's just like, what are we supposed to do here? We have all of the power we could possibly give you. And in return, you are actually doing what the left wants you to do anyway. Giving people amnesty. Screwing your supporters over. So it's just madness. It is utter madness. And this is a great example of this type of thing. We, of course, cannot survive another 4 years of open border. We should have been deporting the same number of people that we were welcoming in. The 4 years under Biden, we should have an equivalent amount of deportations under Trump. It's a joke. We are less than maybe 2% of the way there. Maybe. The people doing this to us, the people who opened the border, have not been punished. The Alejandro Mayorkas, the NGOs that brought the people in, that gave them instructions, gave them maps, gave them money, gave them cheat sheets to say exactly what they needed to say, because this whole thing, again, just a ridiculous farce, similar to like we saw the story yesterday in the UK. They have undercover footage of the UK NGOs teaching immigrants to get asylum. You have to say that you're gay so that they don't want to send you back home because gay people get punished at home. Okay, so we are basing asylum claims off of immutable characteristics, but those immutable characteristics can be invisible and non-provable. So just anybody can come over. So you have NGOs that are training migrants to say the right combination of magic words, as if saying abracadabra, I fear for my life, suddenly makes your asylum claim valid and we legally are prevented from accepting it. Again, it's all ridiculous. The point of all of this is that the entire time that all these people were flooding over the border, the main drivers of that were organizations like Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities were the engine, along with the Hebrew Immigration Society. That was the immigration engine getting people into our country. To this day, nothing has been done to strip them of their nonprofit label. Nothing has been done to investigate their actions. If you're training somebody to lie in order to, you know, defeat laws meant to keep them out, like, that's, you're a criminal. Nothing has been done. Nothing has been done to the Catholic Charities. Nothing has been done to punish them for their treason or undo the negative consequences they've had until the Pope criticizes the Israeli war. When the Pope comes out, Pope Leo comes out and breaks with Trump basically and says we shouldn't be supporting the war in Israel, or just that, you know, the prioritizing of the Trump administration is out of whack. Trump yanks millions from Catholic Charities amid Pope feud. This is what I mean. If at any point in Trump's administration he felt like doing literally anything for us, this is how easy it would be. If Trump got into office and said those Catholic Charities have flooded our country with migrants, we're stripping them of millions of dollars, great, I'd be so happy. He doesn't do that, though. He lets them take our millions of dollars of government funds, our taxpayer dollars. He lets them flood the border. He lets them, you know, advertise against him. He lets them do whatever the hell they want as long as they're hurting America. But then the Pope insults him. He takes it personally. And now he's willing to take millions of their dollars. Now he's willing to. And again, it happens to have to do with Israel, because the only thing Trump is ever willing to do is for Israel. That's it. Nothing else. He would never in a million years take millions of dollars from Catholic Charities because they're harming Americans. It's only when the Pope goes against the Pope must be punished. Catholics must be punished for daring to break with Israel. So now he'll take their millions of dollars. Just like he would never in a million years take away the endowment of Harvard just because they teach that white people are intrinsically evil and that whiteness must be destroyed. Would never happen. How could he? It's free speech. It's the sacred institutions. We must have government separating. Oh, they're protesting Palestine? Take their endowment, force them to change their leadership, force them to adopt our rule set in terms of what can be discussed on campus, bankrupt and destroy them if they refuse. Every single time Trump does anything, it's for Israel. It's crazy, but that's just where we are at this point. So you can be mad at us for recognizing this and noticing this, or you can be mad at Trump for not doing anything for us, despite the ability, the willingness to not just do what's necessary for Israel, no matter what, but doing it for like actually tyrannical things, doing things that he wouldn't do in any other situation. He just does it. You can sit there and go, Trump, these people brought in all these migrants. These people are your biggest enemies. So I'm like, they're Catholics, and I like Catholics. It's like, oh, well, the Pope doesn't like your hair. And he's like, withdraw millions of dollars from the Catholic Charities. Bankrupt them right now. Okay, I think we see where his priorities lie. I think you see what he cares about, where he's willing to exercise his power. Do we just need to portray everything? I mean, does he know there are Nazis in Mexico? There are Nazis in Mexico, and they came over the border. We have to get a million deportations this year, Trump. It's for Israel. Can we tell them it's for Israel? Then will we get something done? Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Miami's helped provide vital services to unaccompanied minors for more than 60 years. But now it could shut down within a matter of months after the administration canceled an $11 million federal contract. Not because they are flooding our country with immigrants, not because they're taking taxpayer money to break American law, but only and exclusively because the Pope questioned the war with Israel. And now Trump is willing to do something that might accidentally help the American people. Whoops. Meanwhile, F it, just do it. Carville lays out Democratic plan to add states and pack the court to retain power. I know that we always say, like, this is the most important election. I know that, you know, people will get tired of us. You know, they claim that we're fear-mongering for just relaying to you what the Democrats' plan is that they are already acting on. So, again, I never even, like, finished making my point. But the point is that, like, while we're in power, while the Republicans have all of the power we can possibly give them in Washington, D.C., people in California are still issuing arrest orders for ICE agents. That's just how confident they are. And they're going to do it. So I hope everybody understands now. Look at the way Donald Trump has treated Alex Jones. Look at the way he's treated Tucker Carlson. Two people who've had their lives ruined because of their support of Donald Trump. Directly. Tucker Carlson was kicked off of Fox and made persona non grata because he reported on the 2020 election being stolen and other things that were and airing the January 6th footage that they didn't want publicized. Supporting Trump supporters. He gets fired from Fox, becomes persona non grata, has to rebuild from nothing because of his support for Donald Trump. Donald Trump ignores him completely until a couple years later when he says he's an idiot, nobody should watch him, and he doesn't care about him. Alex Jones got sued because he supported Donald Trump. The first time anybody ever related Alex Jones to Sandy Hook in the media was 1 week after Donald Trump was elected. It was an attack on Trump, saying Trump is associated with this guy, Alex Jones. Alex Jones talked about Sandy Hook. Isn't Trump a bad person? The last 5 years and more of misery and chaos we have experienced here at InfoWars is a direct consequence of our support for Donald Trump. He throws us under the bus the minute it's convenient. All of the ICE agents that are risking their lives carrying out deportation orders, they will all be thrown in prison by the leftist, and Trump will say you deserve it. Everybody who's helping Trump right now will be on a Democrat hit list the minute they get back in power, but he doesn't seem to care because he's not doing anything to stop it. He's instead protecting his own ego and Israel, and that's it. So wake up, people. I will show you on the other side what the Democrats intend once they get back in power. And if they succeed, they will remain in power forever. It's not even a question. The question then is how rapidly they put us all in gulags. And it's not a joke.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.